ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Tamid is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Rabbi, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amud HaTorah Award, Rav Aaron Sorsher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
We're learning Masech Deskinim Daf Chafei. We're going to go back a little bit to the sugya of Chatas Haifa Bala Sofik that we spoke about in the previous year, because in the whole Masech that we have, the amount of kinim that were missing, and the Mela, how many kinim have to be made up because of the Sofik of how many that are missing. Now normally, there's a din, when you have a Sofik, if you can bring a carbon, you don't bring the carbon because it's a suffix of chulin ba'azara. But here, by the cain, since you have a chatas and an oila, the oila is not a problem to bring. If you have a suffix, if you have to bring an oila, you could bring the oila and say that if I taka o an oila, it should go for the chiv, and if not, it should go for the davam. And the chatas, there is a special din of chatas o'if ha'bala suffix. It's exerius akas of alachal meshi misinai, that a chatas o'if, there's no din of chul ma'azarim, a chatas ha'if is ba'al ha'safik, and a male, that's why you could bring it. And we spoke in the previous year, we said over a machlokes rishonim, because the Mishnah in Krisus, Daf Ches, says that let's say an Isha has 5 ladies, once she brings one of the karbanas, she's already mutter to eat kachim, but she has to bring the other 4 asharal of chayva. But let's say she has 5 safik ladies, so then the halacha is that she only brings one, because one of them would already be mat to her to eat kachin. Ve'ein ha'shara lav chayva. And Rashi says, because since be'etzim it's a shayla of chulam ba'azara, so to bring one, that we use the heter of chatas ha'if ha'bal ha'safa, because if not, she won't be able to eat kachin altogether. Mashenken, once she was yetza with one, so then she doesn't bring the carbon anymore. So we said that the Pirush Rosh holds the same thing applies here, that whenever she has a suffix of multiple kinim, she brings all the eilis, but she only brings one chatas. Because once she brings one chatas, she's already kiri kachin, and then you don't bring the rest of the chatas if a bala suffix once you have the chatas. And we also explained the Yarakina's pshat, why over there you only bring one cane altogether, you don't even bring the other eilis. Now she ain't cane here, you bring all the eilis, you just only bring one chatas. So we explained that over there, since you can't bring the other chatas, there's no point to bring the eilis. To bring the eilis without the chatas is pointless. You're not yetzer the chayv anyway. It's one big hava. Now, shenken here, there's a chash that you already were yetzer the chatas, and then, out that sad, it would make sense to bring the eilis, and the eilis is no problem bringing, because you're always going to be masna, then it should be in a davar. Now here the Mishnah says that according to Ben Azai, Alpi the Cheshbon, according to Ben Azai, in the case where she made a nether, that when she has a Leida Zachar, she should also bring a nether, and she didn't know whether the nether was Tayin or Bnei Yaina, and she gave it to the Kayin, and she doesn't remember what she gave to the Kayin doesn't remember what she gave, the whole Gemara there, we're not going to go through the whole Cheshbon, but here it says that according to Ben Azai, that you have to bring the Chatas, Mimin the Ayla, you go bust to the one that was first, so you bring 2 chatas, even though the Rosh says in the Safik you only bring 1 chatas, I guess the pshat is, because here it's a Safik if you yetsa altogether. It's not the pshat that Yavadai have 1. It's a Safik if you yetsa altogether, because if let's say the chatas is supposed to be a ben yayna, because the Ayla was a ben yayna, you bring a chatas atar, you're not yetsa altogether, so you can't catch him. So that's why here you're going to have to bring a second chatas just to make sure to be yetzah. Mashenken, in the other cases, you definitely have one chatas, you just owe another chatas for another leda, then the Rosh is saying you don't bring two. Mashenkin here, it's one leda, you bring as many as you need to be yaitza this particular leda, otherwise you won't be machshav b'kachim altogether. Al-Kopanim, that was the Rosh, and we said the Mefarish, and the Mashmayis of the Rambam is that way also, is that in this case you bring all the chatas that you owe, and you have to be mechalik between, if it's a suffix on the ikechiv, like a suffix leda or a suffix ziva, then the halach is you don't bring more than one. Mashenken, if you have a vaday leda, a vaday ziva, but a suffix a few yetzah, then you bring everything to be yetzah the suffix. Ad kan, what we discussed in the previous year. And l'chayr the pshat is that midei raisa be'etzim is a din of chatas of mal a suffix in both cases. It seems to me that it's midei rabbanan, lefizat, midei rabbanan, that once you're ready, v'yaitzit, it didn't have kachim, the Rabbanan didn't want you to use the heter of chatas saif abal asafik. Rashi increases the afches when he says about the safik ladis, he says, la'yitzricha chacham la'avion, sha'af ha'achas b'kayshi yetira la'kriva safik maluk yischul namizbeach, shem leikin la'yitakon la'yitari b'kachim. B'kayshi they were matter to bring a safik maluk yischul into namizbeach, l'chayim means min Rabbanan. And I bezei the machlekes rishenim, the Rosh and the Mefarish, if that would apply by a cheskes chi, it was right to be there abanan. Midiraisi, you certainly could do it al schatas aifa baal asafik. The shalas midir abanan. Did they say that with the cheskes chi, if they're going to allow you to bring all of them, or even in that case, only one to be mat debekatsha? But there's a geshmaka shtickle from Reb Chaim, and then a very geshmaka isafa from the Briskei Rav on this inyan, and that might make it a deraisa dekedin. Chayel Lefida Briskei Rav will come out to be a deraisa dekedin that you only bring it if you need it to yamata bekatshim. See, there's a taisis in Zvachim Daf Samaches. Taisis asks a kasha. There's a man liyomer, and this is brought in Nazir Daf Chavtes, that Chulim Bazar is live deraisa. That means deraisa, if you have any suffix, you'd be allowed to go and bring a behema and say, if I need it for a chatas, fine, and if not, so it's chulin ma'azara. There's no issa deraisa of taking a behema schulin and shechting it in the azara and sprinkling the dam on the mizbech. There's no issa. It's all an issa derabanan. Now, it's mevorif from the Gemara there in Azad Afchavtes, even according to that man, Yama, there is a din of chatas ha'if abal ha'safik. And Taizen Zochem is bothered, why? What would be the din of chata saifa bala safik if you could bring any carbon ala safik? You could bring any carbon ala safik, because the whole din of not bringing a carbon is not the reis lefidus man the amet. So Taisus answers, v'yesh leima, the asa kuala meymar lahavi ala safik kamay bebehema ashim tali. Very short answer, he doesn't say clearly. The pasuk is coming to tell you to bring on a safik just like by behema by ashim tali. And the chayu what Taisus means is that there's a chiv to bring ala safik. There's a chiv, just like by behemoth, the Torah told you that you should bring an ashim tali, whereas without the pasuk you would say that Benson, you could bring a chatas misafik. Ashim tali is brought when you have a safik if you did an aveira that needed a chatas. But the pasuk is telling you, no, bring this carbon, bring a carbon ashim tali. It's like a chiv to bring it to here or so. The Torah is telling you, bring a chatas habal, a safik, you have a chiyuv to bring it. Now, if the only thing is that you have a chiyuv to bring it, see, bishlaim by ashim tali, it's a different carbon. One's a chatas, and one's an ashim tali. But here, it's the same carbon. If it's only telling you it's a chiyuv to bring it, so there are two kashas, the Eilish Shlaim mentions both. First of all, why wouldn't you be anyway be chiyuv to bring an al safik deraisa lechumra? If you have a suffix chiv carbon, and there's no drawback against bringing it, why don't the stam be a chiv to bring it? I'll suffix the reis l'chumra. One kasha. And the second kasha is, so what's takip shan in the Gemara in Krisus that we mentioned? That a yisha that had five sveke ledas or five sveke zivas, she brings one carbon. Ve'ena sharalov chayva, typically that you have this din hava, of a suffix had this life like an Ashim Tali, she mechayev to bring five of them. What's the pshat? A pella. Why would there be a din? You don't bring it. Unless you say the Rabbanu or Mefkiya this din, because it looks like Chulim Ba'azarim. Abyssal Deichik, If it's a heter to bring a chata sefer bala safek, it makes sense. The Chazal said only be samech on this heter when you need it to be matter bekachim. But if it's anyway, it's mutter. So Elamai, the Torah is telling you it is a chiv, is a din avah. So what's the pshat when you already have the heter, you don't have the din to bring it anymore? Sheretaisis. So there's a shtickle in the Brisk Rav and the Chedushim Mar and Riz Alevi al Rambam. It's in Hilchas Mechushe Kapara, Perek Aleph Halachahei. Very interesting that he doesn't bring the Taisis in the entire shtickle, but L'chayr, the shtickle will explain the Taisis. So I'm going to say over first what he brings from Rav Chaim, and then what he's being meisif on his own. The shtickle he brings from Rav Chaim, it says, the Gemara increases Dav Zayin. Let's say you have two Noshim, and they both had a miscarriage. And they don't know which, there were two miscarried babies, two Nephilim, and they don't know who was Mapel who. They got the two Nephilim got mixed up. And they went to a Rav. The Rav said that one of them is an actual Leda, and she has Tumas Leda, she has to bring a carbon. And the other one is not an actual Leda. It's a Nepha which doesn't have a Din Vlad, and she does not have to bring a carbon. So the Mishnah there says that they bring Ve'enim Necholis. Each one brings a Chata Seifa Bala Safik, and it doesn't get, that's a din of chata seifa bala safik, you have a avos carbon without a din achila. But the Mishnah brings Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Yaisi says, that's only when one went lemizruch, one went lemariv, you don't, each one doesn't know where the other one was. So each one would bring a chata seifa bala safik. But, if they're both here, so mimanov shech, one is definitely chayiv, one is potter, have a better idea. Let them just bring one. Rather than each one bringing a chata seifa bala safik, let them bring one cane together. And Mimasna, if I was the one that had the Vlad, I'm the one that has Tumas Leda, so the carbon be for me. If you're the one that had the Vlad, you're the one that had Tumas Leda, the carbon be for you. They could bring one carbon and Mimasna, they don't have to both bring a Chata Saif, a Baal, a Safik, then in a Chalas. Dutch state increases. So the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis writes, Ein Halacha Kareb Yesi. And sure enough, the Rambam in Yad does not bring the Schilik and says, Menastam, that the case we have two Nashim, one of them had a Vlad which isn't Din Vlad, which has Tumas Leda, and one had a Vlad which is not a Din Vlad, there's no Tumas Leda, we don't know which is which, they each bring a Chata Seifa Bala Safik. But he doesn't bring the thing that if together, they didn't go one Lemizrach and one Lemayriv, they could bring one and be Masna. And that stems with the Ram and Pirish Mishnayis, and Alchar Besi, we don't paskin that you could do that. In fact, you're Chaim, but what's the pshat? Why shouldn't you be able to do it? Why would they both have to bring kinim al tzedin of chata saifa bala safik? Why wouldn't they both bring one together and be maslim? Why not? Only one is chayiv. Let them bring one. Hazad Reb Chaim in them state that the din of chata saifa bala safik is not the pshat stam heter of chulim ba'azaret. It's a naya din ki. It's a naya din akrava. It's a naya din carbon. There's a din carbon of safik like an oshim tolik. And that's the chayim amish aloshin of Taisus. The asa kral and meim alahavi alasafik kamaybe behem aloshim toli. That's a nayin din avah. Like I told you, they didn't bring the Taisus. But this is what he says in the Rambam. So meim lazakdeb, if that's true, so since each one is chal them in din avah of a carbon safik of a chata seif a bala safik, so they're not yaitse when they go and bring a carbon vandai and bimasna. Because it's already chal them a din of carbon safik. You're not supposed to bring a carbon vaday. You have a chi of carbon safik. If you have two people, if there's no din of carbon safik, and two people, one of them is chay of a carbon, so then a vaday the din is, they can bring the carbon together and be masna. But once it becomes a chalais din of chata saifa bala safik, so male, there's no din to be master. You're not supposed to bring a chata seif vaday. You have a din safik. You should bring a chata seif a bala safik, not bring a chata seif vaday and be master. I guess he would neman, you have to be baidik and shas, if I'm right, and if not, what the chiluk would be. Let's say I have two people. One of them ate the chalav and one ate the shuman. And the shayla is, so male, each one of anu would be chayiv and ashim tali. Yeah, two chatichas. Each one ate one of the chatichas, and the male each one ate the safek chel of safek shuman. So the male the halacha is that each one's chayv an oshim toli. Could they go and say, let's not bring an oshim toli? How about if I can't? We go bring one chatas and we say, if you ate the chalev, so be your chatas, and if I ate the chalev, be my chatas. So I think Reb Chaim is saying they shouldn't, because they have a chiv ashem toli, not chatas. They have a chiv ashem toli. So don't be masna for a chatas, you don't have a chiv chatas. Mestami, see, there is a little different, because chatas needs yediyah. So Mestami wouldn't be able to do that, because there's a din yediyah. You need a yediyah. You can't bring a chatas misafik be'etzim. But later doesn't need yediyah. But that's Reb Chaim saying in Yisayid, once is a, that two Yisayidus really. One is that the din of chatas sefer bal safik is a nayin din avod, and that's the mashmoyis of taisus and ayches. And the nafkamina is that now you can't go and be masna because you're not supposed to bring a chatas vadi. You're supposed to bring a chatas safik. And with this, Reb Chaim answers another shver Rambam. The Rambam in Mechusik Apara Perik Aleph Halacha Yud says like this. We spoke about it, right? We said already the Mishnah increases the Afches, where the Rambam brings it down. If an Isha has five Leidos, so five Zivos, she needs five Karbanis, but as soon as she brings one, she's already Mutta to eat Kachim. She's already Tar. But she has to bring the other four Al Tzachiv. If she has five Sveke Leidos, and five Sveke Zivos, so there the Halacha is that she only brings one, and the other one she doesn't bring as a chayfa. Because one of them is matter for kachim, and she doesn't bring the rest as a chayfa. So the Rambam says that if she has, let's say, five sveke leidais, and five adoy leidais, she brings two kinim. One she brings for the vadoim, and that one is nechal, and lasharal of chayfa. And she brings another one for the sveikis, and that one is ein nechal. She has five vadoi ladies, five sveki ladies. So five vadoi zivas, five sveki zivas. She has to bring two karbanas. The one for the vadoim is nechal, and vasharal of chayva, and one for the sveikis is ein nechal. It's a pella. Why does she have to bring any for the sveikis? She already brought the one for the vadai, and that already she matted kachim mitzad the sveikis also. Now, Mari Dikashver Rambam. Then this is, there are some kisveyad, and there are kama achreinim that change the girsa because of this problem, that the case of the Rambam is, she had five vadoi leidais and five sveke zivais, or five vadoi zivais and five sveke leidais. And the din is, bringing a carbon on a ziva is not matar for kachim for a leida. If you have multiple leidas, so one carbon is matar for the whole thing, and the shas is all of chayva by vadon. If you have multiple zivas, so one carbon is matar for the whole thing, and the rest is all of chayva. But you can't bring a carbon for leida is not going to matar for ziva, and a carbon for ziva is not matar for leida. So the case of the Rambam is, five vadoi zivais and five sveke leidais, or five vadoi leidais and five sveke zivais. But most of the kisveyad, and pretty much all the tfusim, have it the way we have it, that even five sveke leidais and five sveke zivais, she brings two karbanas. The karban vadai, which is nechal, the karban safik, which is eina nechal, the vadom al sharal of chayva, and the sveke is not. So it's a plia. Why does she eat it with the karban vadai? So Zogdrib Chaim, Vaishleis is Yisoid, that the din of bringing a Chat Tosef al Safik is a Naya Torah Savor, and you're not Yetzir with the Chat Tosef al Avadai. So here, where you have five Sfekas and five Adon, you have to bring a carbon Vadai, and you also have to bring a carbon Safik. And the carbon Vadai Shal of Chayva, the carbon Safik not. Because it's a Naya Torah Savor. This is what Chaim says, brought in the Biskirov, the Chedushim Ayin Rizalei v'Larambam and Hilchas Mechus Yekapar. So that would answer the Taisus on the Kasha, wanting anyway say you have to bring Al Sadin of Safik the Reis of the Chumrah. The Teretz is, but there's a Nafkamina that's a Nayin Din Avav Safik, Nafkamina, that you're not Yetzir with a Karban Vadai, like when you have a Tanai, or when you bring a Karban Vadai anyway, it doesn't work. You have to bring a Din of Chata Seif Abal of Safik. Oh, but you still have the Pella. Okay, that makes it a little bit worse. So what's the pshat that you only bring one lahat bekachim, vein a sharal of chayva? What's the vart? There's an ayin din avah of chatas oifa ba'al asafik. The Torah made an ayin din avah. So why don't you have a din avah on all the sveke ladies? Why only one Lahata B'Kachim? I think the Teretz is Al Peter Briskirov is say it in the same shtickle. And even though the Briskirov didn't really say this to answer this particular kasha, but this is the Yisayid and the Chayit answers the kasha. The Briskirov wants to shtel avek there that there's two dinim when you have a mechusa kapara, there's two dinim in bringing the carbon. You have a chiyuv carbon. Anyone who has a chiyuv carbon, they have to bring a carbon as a chiyuv carbon. But there's another din that the carbon is metaher. And that's a tzveita din mitzad the carbon. It's a tzveita din. And that's the only way you can understand this din, let's say by vadoam even. You have five ladies vadoam. You bring one, it's already metaher. Vashar, all of chayva. So you have a chiyuv carbon, you're tar already, but you have a chiyuv carbon. So if the pshat is the keem of the chi of carbon is the tara, you weren't mekayim the chi of carbon. The teretz says there's two dinim. There's a carbon mitzad the chiyiv and a carbon mitzad the tara. And he wanted to say a little bit more that even mitzad the ikashem of the carbon, it's chaluk. Because why should one carbon be good enough? You need a carbon on this tumma. If you mafresh a carbon on one tumma, it doesn't work for a different tumma. So when you have five ladies, why should one carbon be good enough if Bechlal was not a carbon on this tumma? So the teretz is, mitzad the chiv avos carbon, each leida is mechayev its own carbon, so each carbon is designated for a particular leida. Masheike mitzad, the tara of the carbon, there the five leidas all need one tara, so the carbon mitzad the din tara doesn't get designated for one leida. It's a carbon mitzad the tara that will go on all the leidas. That goes on the tumma in general. Falak upon him, it's two separate dinim. There's a din, you have a chiyuv carbon. There's a nayi din, noch a din, that the carbon's metar. Zog de Briskerov, the din of chata sa'ifa ba'al asafik was only said b'negei the din carbon mitzad the tara. There it was said that by a safik there's also a din ava for the tara. Mashenkein, the din carbon mitzad the chiv avah, on that it was never said the din of chata saif abal asafik. And he said it's mefurish in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shkagos, Perikin Aleph, Halacha Beis, that the Rambam is talking about the din of Tumas Mikdash Rekachav. And the din of Tumas Mikdash Rekachav, there's a din of carbon oyla v'yarid. And he discusses cases of safik. When you have a case of safik, it's a suffix if you mechuyiv a tumas mikdash rekachav. So he says the following. He says, yearly, she'elu achayavim a carbon b'suffix einem v'in carbon, she'me echnisu chul nazar. When you have a suffix of tumas mikdash rekachav, you don't bring a carbon because it's a problem, you might be bringing chul nazar. V'im toimai v'lechatas oiv ba'al a suffix v'ein nechalas. Ay, echatas oiv is ba'al a suffix v'ein nechalas. And the Chayri's kasha is, so here also, when you have Tumas Mikdash of Kachav, there's a din to bring a Chata Sa'if by an Ani. So, Mela, why wouldn't you bring Tumas Mikdash of Kachav Misafik al the din of Chata Sa'if Abal Asafik? And for the Rambam, Vimnesha mevi oisim mechusik aburim, va'asa lecho bekachim atchiovi kapirosai, avmisha ena mechusik aburim, ena mevi karbim misafik. That's only because she's a mechusik aburim. There's an Issa Kachim, but if you're not a Mechusa Kippurim, you don't bring a carbon misafik. So as I might say, like we said before, that's a din derabanan. But the Brisk Rav is learning, no, the Rambam means it's a din deraisa. That the din Chata Sa'if Abal Asafik was only said b'negei the tar of the Chata Sa'if. The din of Mechusa Kippurim. The din tar that's matar Mechusa Kippurim of them is gizok givar in the din of Chata Sa'if Abal Asafik. Vashengen stamot sechiv carbon chatas. The chi of carbon chatas, it was never said the din of chatas oif abal asafik. So with that, it's very miyushiv now. So that's why, even if there's an ayat teres of a chatas oif abal asafik, but once she's already matur lekachim from one chatas oif, because l'gabi the din kachim, you bring one chatas oif on kamaledes, so mamela, there is no din chatas oif abal asafik on the rest, because that's only a sharl of chayva. And Chata Saif Abal Safik wasn't set on the Chi of Chatas, it was only set on the Tire of the Chatas. Don't stay in the Briskirov. Now the one R I have is like this. If you're going to say that the Chata Saif Abal Safik is an Ayin Din fight, and that Din is only a Din in the Tire, so L'chayr, it should be Mukhich to say like the Rosh. that any time you have the Torah, now any time you're ready, Zicha, have one Korban Chatas, so you can't bring the other Chatas anymore. Because there is no Din Chatas Eifa Bala Safik when you already have the Torah. Are you going to say that here it's different because it's not a Safik on the Ikeh Chiyuv, but it's a Safik, you have a Vada Chiyuv, it's a Safik if you Yotzi, you have a Cheskes Chiyuv. But L'chayah by a Behema, you don't say that. If someone brings a Chatas Behema, and it's a Safik if he was Yotzi the Chatas Behema or not, a Safik if it's Kosher, a Safik if it's Pasul, he doesn't get to bring another Chatas Behema. Because that's a Safik Chulam Bazar, even though he has a Cheskes Chiyuv. So why by Eifus would it be different? So if you say like the Russians say, that this whole Masechta, which is telling you how much you Yates is else to bring the rest of the Eilis. But to bring the rest of the Chatayis, you can only bring one, because Chata Saif Abal HaSafik, you only bring one, and you don't bring the rest. Once you Mutter Bekachim, so then you could say this word, that there's no din of Chata Saif Abal HaSafik only for the Tara. Mashenkein, if you want to say like the other Rishenim, that when you have a Cheskes Chiyuv, then you bring a Chata Saif on a Safik, even when you're ready Tar, so if you say the whole din is derabanan, you can make a chilek. Derabanan didn't say that by a cheskes chiyuv. But if you say like the Brisker Rav, the whole kiyum of chata sa'if abal asafik, the whole din ava is alts when you need it for the tara, so the chayah, you're going to have to learn like the Rosh, that any time you have the tara anyway, you wouldn't bring the extra chatois.
Masechta Tamid, Daf, Chof Hei Amid Beis. Masechta Tamid discusses the daily Seder HaAvoidah in the Beis HaMikdash, bit by bit, what was done every single day, the Mahalach of the Seder Avoidah of the Yom, and it begins at the beginning of the Masechta by describing the previous night before the day began. It talks about the Shmiras Mikdash, the sentries that were placed, Chof Aleph Mekoimoyth with Levium was Shoimer in the Mokam HaMikdash, and the three Mekoimoyth with the Kohen was Shoimer, and it also discusses the sleeping arrangements of the Beis HaMoiked for the Kohenim who were going to be having the Beis Av of the next day and doing the Avodah of the next day. So the Mishnah opens by speaking of the Shloisha Mekoimoyth at the Kohenim were Shoimer in the Beis HaMikdash, three places that the Kohenim were Shoimer, and this is Gzeiras HaKosev that Mitzvah will be talking about primarily tomorrow, that we have Gzeiras HaKosev, a mitzvah in the Torah that there should be a Shmiras Mikdash. The Torah speaks of the Levium, and the Gemara also speaks with a Drasha that the Kohenim also had their Shmira in the Mikdash. We'll see tomorrow the Gemara brings the Pasuk, V'achoinim lefnei ha-mikdosh, Moshe v'Aaron u'bonov, Shomrim mishmeres ha-mikdosh, etc. So that there's Rosh over there that Aaron u'bonov, Shomrim mishmeres ha-mikdosh, that the distinct shmeres ha-mikdosh that's done by the Kohenim as well, Aaron u'bonov. And we have the three Mekoimois that the Kohenim will shomer the Beis ha-mikdosh, and they were, the Mishnah says, the Beis Haftinus and the Beis Hanitzites, which both of these are aliois, like the Mishnah talks about. These are both upper story places where the Kohenim would stand, and the upper story they would stand raised above. And also the third is the Beis HaMoiked. The Beis HaMoiked, the Mishnah says, was a kippah, which is a domed building. Which some of Forshim learn, that Bartanura and others learn, that in the Beis HaMoiked, the Kohenim did not in fact stand in an elevated spot, the way they did in the Beis Haftinus and the Beis HaNitzos, where they were standing on the Aliyah, on the upper floor, but rather in the Beis HaMoiked, they would stand on the floor, which is the regular domed building. However, others don't learn this way. The Mefarish the Ravid, Mefarish is the standard Perish on the side of the page in Masechta Tamid, the long Perish, not from Rashi, it's called the Mefarish, and the Ravid, the very long and important Perish in Masechta Tamid from the Ravid, both of these learn that actually in the Beis HaMoiked as well, the Kohen was standing on the domed area, in other words, they were on a raised up above Malkum, they're standing on the upper floor, on top of the kippah, in other words, on top of the dome, so that according to the Mefarish and the Ravid, the Kohenim are standing in an elevated spot on all the three Mekoimois, the Kohenim being Shomer, and according to them, there was actually a din like that, and we'll be talking to Mr. Hashem later today, on the reasoning behind this, according to the opinion of the Mefarish and the Ravid. Now, let's get into a discussion over here. There's a couple of nekudos regarding this mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash, which is a mitzvah in the Torah. Primarily, it's mentioned in the Torah in Parshas Korach, and primarily b'negeit to the Leviim. It says v'shamru mishmartecho, mishmeres kol ha'oihel, etc., etc. So they'll watch over your mishmeres and the mishmeres of the whole oihel. And the next pasuk v'nilvu alecha, that they'll be joined unto you, unto the kohenim. V'shamrus mishmeres oihel moed, they'll watch over the guarding of the mishmeres oihel moed. L'chol avoydus oihel v'zor lo yikrav aleichem, and no zor will ever come near. Zor is not allowed to enter there. And this is the primary place where we have in the Chumash a mention of the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash. There's other Mekoymes in Tanakh where it's mentioned as well. There's a couple of issues here, and they're discussed actually in the Meforshim on the page, and other Meshonim. First of all, what's the purpose of this mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash? And second of all, when does it apply? Does it apply only by night, or does it apply by day and by night? There's an important piece, a short piece in the Mishnah Melech, where the Mishnah Melech writes that in the Meforsh, right over here in the page, and the Rambam, we find that there is a machloikis on this matter, about when exactly the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash applied. So in the Ravid over here, at the beginning of Masechta Tomid, the Ravid says that the Shloisha Mekoymos, in these three spots, the Kohenim would stand guard, they would be Shomer, they don't sleep the whole night, those Kohenim who are standing guard, they don't sleep all night, says the Ravid. The Shomeres HaMikdash B'Shvil Kavoidoi. They watch over the Mikdash Alts Kavoidoi. So there's actually two Nekudas that we see here in the Ravid. One is that the Ravid is Mavur, that they only did the Shmiras Mikdash at night, in a machine and call halayla, only at night. And secondly, the Ravid adds briefly that the share of the Mikdash b'shvil kavoida, in other words, that it's not an actual security issue, than an actual security concern that we're worried about somebody breaking in or whatever it is exactly, but rather it's really like an honor guard, what we would call in English an honor guard, and the share of the Mikdash als kavoid Mikdash. That's the Ravid. The Mefarish over here on the side of the page, however, learns a little different. The Mefarish says that the Kohenim was Shomer, etc., and the Mefarish says this is in the manner of Shomer Ha'ir, people who watch over a city. The Chol Shomer Ha'ir, says the Mefarish, Bein Bayoim, Bein Balayla, Lo Yehoyu Yoshenim. So they did not sleep, not by day, not by night. And the Mefarish is Mefur, and the Mishnah Melech makes the stiyak in the language of the Mefarish, that according to his opinion, the Mitzvah Shmiras Mikdash applies both by day as well as by night. So the Mishnah Melech writes very briefly that the words of the Mefarish are Tmuim Be'enai, that he says it's astonishing to him. He doesn't explain what his problem was, but he believes the Mishnah Melech, the Iker, according to the Pashtus Hasvora, which certainly ought to be that the Mitzvah of Shmir is only by night and not by day. We'll talk a little more about this. There's actually no explanation given in the Mishnah Melech as to why that was a svara pshuta by him, but he brings the machlokes rishayim, and he says that he thinks that the Mefarish is difficult to understand why it should be both day and by night. We'll come back to this point. Likewise, the Rosh also, on the side of the page, the Rosh says that it's exeras akosavu. So first, the Rosh says that the mitzvah shmiras is just simply exeras akosav, even without looking into finding any svaras for it. That they should watch over it. Vegam, the Rosh says additionally, kovoy the Mikdash shalo yasichu daitam mimenu loy bayoyim v'loy balayla. So the Rosh makes an extra nekuda here. He actually says 2 points. First of all, he happens to mention not by day and not by night. They shouldn't divert their mind. Hesach hadas lo yasichu daitam mimenu, not by day, not by night. And so the Rosh is actually mavur, first of all, that Shmiras Mikdash is a mitzvah. It's exeras hakotzer, then it has an element of it, says the Rosh, that you're not masiach das. You don't disassociate your thinking from it. You don't divert your thoughts from the Mikdash. Your thoughts are on it, and that's the idea of guarding over it, and this applies by day and by night. The Rosh quotes a pasuk in Malachim with regard to Yehoyada, the Kohen Gadol, where it says, "Ushmartem es mishmeres habayis masoch," so that you'll watch over the mishmeres of the bayis, the guard over the bayis, masoch, which means from diverting your mind from it, from having a hesach, masoch, a hesach hadas. So that's the Rosh's explanation. That's how he details these 2 points. As far as the reasoning, he says it's exeras hakosav, and also he says it's kovoid mikdash, you shouldn't be masiach das, and he adds that you're not masiach das, not by day, night by night, so the mitzvah is day and night. Now the truth of the matter is that upon reading this Rosh, one really gets the impression that the Rosh makes perfect sense. Thus says that since the Rosh is speaking out and he's basing himself upon a pasuk by Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol, so it says Shmartem es mishmeres habayis masoch, that the concept here is not to take your mind off of the base of Mikdash. So Meila, it actually is quite logical to say that that's applicable both both by day and by night, your mind shouldn't be off of the mikdash, which is exactly how the Rosh puts it. You know, that's kavod the mikdash, so you shouldn't be mesiach hadas from it loy b'yom v'loy b'layla, not by day and not by night. Because in fact, if it's based upon a security issue, let's say we're worried, chas v'shalom, mikdash is not secure, we would be worried about somebody coming and taking things or stealing or robbing, whatever it is exactly. If that's the issue, we could argue that a security guard has to be there at night, not by day. But the truth is that's not the reason, and we'll see more on that other reason in Mavur. Also, that's not the reason. We're not worried about the security of the Mikdash. Rather, the way the Rosh puts it, based on Pasuk that he quotes, it's a question of Hesach Hadas. So if it's Hesach Hadas, the Kohen's mind shouldn't be off of it. So then that actually is logical to say that it applies both by day and by night, which is exactly how the Rosh puts it. So then, actually, in and of itself, is a response to the Taina of the Mishnah Melech, who says that the Mefarish is Tamua, etc., because what's the logic to saying that there should be a mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash day and night? So as you see, the Rosh actually appears to before in this issue right over here by saying that it's anyhow not a security problem. We're not really worried about the Mikdash being insecure. The Rebbeinu Shlomo could watch over that. But rather, it's an honor guard issue, and it's a question of covered Mikdash to not take your mind off it, which is a thing, a concept, says the Rosh, that applies both by day as well as by night. Now, the Lashon HaRambam in the Yad, in Perek Ches, Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Halacha Aleph, that the Rambam says, Shmiras Mikdash, Mitzvas Asei. And the Shmiras Mikdash of the Rambam is a mitzvah asei. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. V'afapi she'en sham pacha me'ovim v'loim b'listim. Even in the case we have now no concern about enemies of the Jews breaking in, or listim, robbers, bandits breaking in, even there, says the Rambam, it's the same mitzvah, she'en shmirasoi elo kovoid loy. Because the fundamental idea of being shown by the Mikdash to appoint these guards is really at kovoid ha'mikdash, because because it's not comparable, a palace, in this case the residence of the Melech, so to speak, the Ashuras HaShchina, the Ebishter, Kaviyocha resides in the Mikdash, the Shchina resides in the Mikdash, and therefore the Palterin Shel Melech ought to have Shemin. It's much more mechubodik, it's more dignified and more of an honor when the Palterin of the king has Shemin than when it does not, and that's the concept, says the Rambam, behind the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash, and the Rambam ends the Shmirazu mitzvah so called halayla. So actually, and the Yochanan make this diik, the Mishnah Melech and others, that the Rambam is mavur that the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash is actually only by night. Now again, even though it's just a kovoid issue, the Rambam still says the mitzvah is only by night. Now, what's the source of the language of the Rambam? The Rambam says that really it's a question of not security issue, but not primarily we're not worried about that it's something we'll break in, but that's not the idea primarily of the Shomer, but rather the idea is that I'm worried, I want to have the Kovoid properly honored, the Mokah HaMikdash, Palter and Shieshal of Shemin, that the Kesef Mishnah says that the mocker for this is a Sefri Zuta, a Medrash of Chazal, a Sefri Zuta in Parashas Koirach, which is exactly this Loshin actually. Mamish the Loshin of the Rambam took out of there that it's a Palter and Shieshal of Shemin better than a Palter and Sheenal of Shemin, and so the Rambam's mocker comes from the Sefri Zuta. However, the Sefri Zuta actually adds something innovating over there, which is not in the Rambam. And that is, the Sefri Zuta adds in the Hemshech, the Pasuk says, Shmartem es v'shmeres HaKoidesh, etc., that the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash, and the end of the pasuk says, "V'zor lo yikrav aleichem," that a zor, a non-koyen, shall not be yikrav aleichem. So the Sefri Zuta says that too is a chelik of the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash. That says I'm making sure that no zor will enter in, keep away all the zorim, the non-koyenim, from being able to enter the mokum, from doing avodah, and that's part of the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash, and that's what it says in the Sefri Zuta. Rashi in Chumash actually goes like the Sefri Zuta. Rashi brings this down based on the Sefri Zuta, that's part of the mitzvah, the shemir of the Mikdash, part of their job would be to keep the Zorim away. However, the Heintiges Forum point that, and primarily the Sefer Oyer Avraham, Rabbi Avraham Gurvitz in the Parashat Koirach has an arichos on this point, that they point out that the Rambam actually does not mention this part of the Sefri Zuta. That part is left up at the Rambam. The Rambam does not actually mention it at all. Not in the Yad and not in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that part of the concept of Shmiras Mikdash is keeping the non-Koyanim away. Fakeret, the Rambam brings down the beginning of the Sefri Zuta, not the end. He only brings down the Tzal Sekovet HaMikdash to make it the Palterin She'eshal of Shoimim, a palace of the king which has Shoimim on it. And the Rambam did not learn that the Zor LeYikrav Aleichem is part and parcel, the end of the Pasuk, is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash to keep the Zorim away. And likewise, actually, the Rambam points out that the Rishonim HaFanot, we actually just went through, we mentioned some of it, the
Farish, the Ravid, etc., that they also don't mention that that's a chaylik of the mitzvah of Shemiras Mikdash, is to keep the Zorim away. An interesting thing. And primarily, as you could see, it's really a kind of honor guard around the Mikdash. Now, all of this raises a question on the Mishnah Malach's assumption that we mentioned before, that the Mishnah Malach assumes that Svara Pshuta ought to be, like the Rishonim who hold, that the mitzvah of Shemiras Mikdash only applies by night and not by day, like the Rambam and others say, and against the Mefarish over here, and actually the Rosh as well, that they learn that Shemiras Mikdash is by day and by night, which the Mishnah Malach says, as we mentioned before, that that's Tamua Be'enai. The emes is, as we mentioned, it's hard to understand. Meilif is a security issue, so okay, maybe the security breaches are particularly at night, to the mitzvah of Dafka by night, to watch over the Mikdash. But if it's going to be an honor guard for Kovoid and to be roiming the honor of the Beis HaMikdash, so Mechtesi that it's the Cholok, but dependent on time. Who says that the honor guard mitzvah is Dafka by night and not by day? And this taina on the Mishnah Melech is actually articulated by the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid. As you know, the author of the Aruch HaShulchan wrote a multi-volume work on Kochim called another Chalokim of Mitzne Gelo Sadlovoi called Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid. And the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid actually mamash tainas this on the Mishnah Melech. He says that actually, he says, if you look around at palaces today, Zok there, for example, Ad HaYoim Beheichle Melech Asorim, the Shmira is Bein Bayoim Bein Balayla. As long as, he says, as long as the notion of the Shmira is not because they're worried about security, but rather it's Lekovoi Dugdula, Zok the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, Mali Bayoim Mali Balayla. What's the difference day and night? He says the Mishnah Melech is Sorochin. If I can't, the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid is that the Rambam and the other Rishonim with him are Shver. Why do they hold that the mitzvah is Dafka by night? What's the source of that if the Rambam himself, as we saw, doesn't even go that the mitzvah is based on an actual lack of security, but rather that it is based upon the notion of having kovoid, the kovoid of the Mikdash properly upheld. The Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid asks this question on the Rambam, and the Aruch HaShulchan comes out with the following idea. It says that since we find that the mitzvah of Shemiras Mikdash is based upon the Pasuk v'shomru v'shmeres oil moyed, etc. So he says this Pasuk v'shomru v'shmeres oil moyed, which according to Chazal's understanding is going to be applicable both to the Kohen and with oil to Levium, a mitzvah on the Kohen to be shomer, a mitzvah on the Levium, Zokter, this Pasuk doesn't differentiate at all between daytime and nighttime. It just says generically that the mitzvah to be shomer the mishmeres, to guard over the guarding of the oil moyed. Zokter, however, when they get to the daytime, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we actually have the concept of a shomer mishmeres fulfilled based upon the fact that the Kohenim are doing avoida by day, they're doing shchita, they're doing zrika, they're doing other avoidas by daytime, and Levium are singing shira by daytime, and all of that goes arayin zokter, it all enters into, in the broad sense, the fulfillment of a shomer mishmeres oil moyed, which is a concept of watching over, preserving properly, the proper seder of the activities that are done in the oil moed. It's fulfilled with Shechita and Zrika and the other avodas HaKohenim. It's fulfilled with the Shira of the Levium. So Meila Zokta, when I get to the daytime, the Pasuk is fulfilled by the Kohen and by the Levium with various activities. But when I get to the nighttime, how is this Pasuk fulfilled? I'm not doing the avodas HaKohenim by day, I'm not doing the Shira by night, not doing the Shira Levium by night. So how is the nighttime part fulfilled? So Zokta, the Aruch HaShulchan of them, the Rambam and other Rishonim understood that the Pasuk v'shomer shmaratecho is fulfilled by night with the honor guard that's guarding over the Mikdash, and that actually the Aruch HaShulchan says that was their source for saying that the mitzvah is by night, of guarding is by night, because by daytime the shomer is fulfilled with the activities of the Seder avoided that the Kohenim do and the Seder of the Shir that the Levium do. So daytime is fulfilled with activities, the shomer is fulfilled. Nighttime is fulfilled by guarding it by the Kohenim and Levium respectively. This is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says with this it works out very well. Why you have the Rambam and other Rishonim saying that the mitzvah of Shemiras Mikdash is only by night? The truth is, im ledin yesh tshuva. This sounds like a very, very forced explanation what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, because if in fact the Aruch HaShulchan is right about what he says at the beginning, that the logic behind the mitzvah of Shemira, that it's an honor guard, doesn't allow one to differentiate between day and night. If the logic doesn't allow it to differentiate, then don't differentiate. And we ought to say that the mitzvah of Shemira is fulfilled by night, guarding over the full by night, but if it's by night, it's by day. There's a mitzvah by night, it's a mitzvah by day. The mitzvah could be applicable 24 hours a day to be shomer over the Mikdash. Besides that, the whole assumption that the Aruch HaShulchan makes that the Kohenim's Avoida doesn't apply by night, even that is not a push of the thing, because the truth is the Hektach Halovim Vevorim is with Vosan Kol HaLayla, the first mission in Brochus on Daf Beis, and the Kohenim have activities to do at night. They can mak to the Halovim Vevorim, Daktora Seymurim, all of that is done by night. So granted that the various Avoidas cannot be done by night, night, to others it could be done by night. So b'chlal, what was the Aruch HaShulchan's idea over here, that nighttime is kind of devoid from activities of the Kohenim and Levim, nothing to do, so to speak, and in Meila, therefore we're assuming that dafka by night, that's the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash, is given to Kohen Levim. It's the truth that it's a Shver Teretz. However, there is, I think, actually a much more straightforward approach based upon an Avni Nezer that we'll be talking about in Mitzvah Shembeli Neder. We'll get into the Avni Nezer, very important tshuva in Avni Nezer in Yedef Tof Mem Tes. The tshuva is devoted to the question of whether there is a mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash in Man Hazeh, which, by the way, was actually a big tumult. We'll get into it a little bit. There was a bachloikas about it among the Gdolei Chachamim at the end of the 19th century, a big vikuach on this point, whether the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash applies today, whether we should be appointing Kohen and Levim watching over the Makam Mikdash even today, and we'll see a little about it. But upon him, in the tshuva of the Avni Nezer, one thing that the Avni Nezer writes is like this. He says that this that it says in Rambam, and it's based on the Sefri Zutta, like we said before, that the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash is lekovoid for the Mikdash. It's not because we're not necessarily always worried about listing, we're not necessarily worried about enemies breaching the Makam, but rather it's for kovoid of Mikdash. It's zokt of them, the Avni Nezer, this concept of kovoid is that what I say is that afalpi, even though, despite the fact that I have mamish no reason to be worried about enemies, there's no worried about listim and the listim stay far away, I have no, it's a secure mokum, etc., etc., but I am so vigilant, I am so tremendously zealous and careful about this mokum and mikdash that I'm going to treat it always like a mokum that I have to be shomer over it. I need to worry. I have to, even if there's logically no worry and there's nothing to be concerned about, afal pikein, I'm being shomer over the mokum as if there was an insecurity. I have shomer over there. I don't rely on anything. I don't rely on no reliances, no assurances, nothing. I place my shomer over there. So, and that's the covet of the mikdash, is that you treat it in such an extraordinary zealous manner. It's zoktav dam da avni nezer, based on that he says that even though it says in Rambam, and we say it comes from Chazal, that it's not a security issue. It's not because I'm necessarily worried that the Mokam Mikdash is insecure, but afal pi kein, the gather of the kovod of the Mikdash, the way by which I demonstrate the kovod of the Mikdash, is by treating it as something which I could never ever feel sufficiently secure about. I can never feel assured about it. I never feel just confident, casually confident about it. I always have to treat it as something with an incredible vigilance, and I always place shame upon it. So thus haste cut, Hilu would be insecure, and I would be worried about something taken from it. And that's why that's one of the sforas that Avinezi gets into, and we'll see a little bit about it, that he says that today, when unfortunately Bava Yisainu, there is nothing in the Makam Mikdash to watch over, and we don't even have anything in the Makam Mikdash, so Meila, Zakta, the whole concept of the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash is inapplicable in today's times, even though it says in Rambam and others that the mitzvah is alt kovoid, afal pi kein, the gather of the kovoid is, the concept behind the kovoid is, that I'm treating it as something which I'm worried, ilu I'm constantly worried, and I can never become casually confident about nothing being taken and nothing being broken in. Zokta Meila, in today's times, where it's not shayach such a thing, because unfortunately we don't have anything there, so the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash is not applicable today. That same exact idea that Avni Nezer articulates, when I get to explaining the Bizman Hazer, why he holds that there's no mitzvah of Bizman Hazer, actually fits very, very well in terms of explaining the Rambam, why the Rambam says that the mitzvah is kovoid hamikdash, it's an honor guard, it's to for the kovoid hamikdash that a palter and sheyeshal of shemim should be a palter again that has shemim, and the Rambam immediately is mamashach by saying the mitzvah is kol halayla, to watch over it the whole night. It says it's by night and not by day. And the concept actually is very understandable according to Avni Nezer. It says even though I may not be physically concerned that there's a lack of security, I don't have an actual concrete lack of security there necessarily. I don't have any enemies that are ready to attack or the like. But afal pi kein, I always treat it as something which I can never be sufficiently careful. You can never be careful enough. And maybe I put an extra care and extra care, and I put shemim upon it. And if that's what it is, so maybe you could tell you that since hayoyis that this man of security requirements is by night. By day there's no by day there's always people around. So maybe by day there's no musig of having a security requirement of having security people. The security people are nighttime. And Meila, even if in the Mokam Mikdash I don't have an actual concrete security needs by night, but I treat it like something which needs its security needs, and Meila, the Gedder of Shmiras Mikdash is dafka by night and not by day. And that actually is a much pashtus, much more starker esfora to understand the Shitas HaRambam, why the Rambam holds that even though the mitzvah is alt kovoid, but alfa pian, it's only by night. Because the Gedder of kovoid is to give it maximum security, whether I have a concrete, visible need for it or not, and the Gedder of security is nighttime. There's no chefta of security. security. There's no concept, so to speak, of having security people there by day.
Now, the Brisker Rav over here in the Chedushim on Shas in Masechta Tomid opens the Masechta by mentioning the following. The Brisker Rav says that we know, and we quoted it, there is a pasuk in Parshas Korach, which has a mitzvah out of the Tayag mitzvahs, a mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash. The mitzvah is to Koyanim, it's to Levim, like we'll be talking about some mitzvah Shem and the Hemshach HaSugyas, the mitzvah is Koyanim, mitzvah is Levim.
And the Brisker Rav says that in addition to the fact that Shmiras Mitzvah Mikdash is a mitzvah, it has another appellation, another label as well, and that is that the Brisker Rav, that it has a Shem Avoida on it. And this is found, says the Brisker Rav, the concept is articulated by the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perek Gimel and Halacha Beis. The Rambam speaks about Koyanim having Avoida, and he actually, Rambam is Machadish, an interesting thing that Levim have an Avoida as well. Now, of course, Levim don't have Avoida in the same sense that Koyanim have, Fashteitzach, that's obvious. Levi doesn't wear any special Big Day Kahuna or the like. Nonetheless, there is a Shem Avoida that Levim have. The Brisker Rav quotes the Lashon Rambam that the Rambam says about the Levim, Avoida Shalohem, that the Avoida of Levim is Shalohem he, Shu Shoymin Es HaMikdash, that they shall watch over the Mikdash, Veyu Mehen Shoy Arin Liftoyach Shari HaMikdash, and you'll have Shoyarim, that's gatekeepers, people whose job it is to open the gates of the Mikdash, like we're going to be having in the Hemshech of the Mishnayos, to open up the gates of the Mikdash, Ula Hagif Dal Soysov, and also to close the doors of the Mikdash as well. So that's all part of the mitzvah of Shoyarim. Also, said the Rambam, V'yeh Mehen Mishayarim, we also have from amongst Levim that another avoid that Levim have, the ones with the good voices, that they are Mishayarim, they sing the Shira in the Mikdash. So the Rambam is specifically mentioning that these things are called avoidos of the Levim. There's an avoid of being a shoyer, that a Levi is in charge of the guarding, in charge of the keeping of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Another avoid that Levim have, that they are a meshoyer. And the Brisker Rav says that there is actually a sugya in Masechta Eirichin on Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara says that a Levi has a din that Meshoyer Sheshir V'misa, or Meshoyer Sheshoyer is V'misa. In other words, that a Levi has to be vigilant about doing only his job and not doing somebody else's job. So if he's from the Meshoyerim and he does one of the activities of the Meshoyarim, which is people who guard over the gates, so that would be a Mishvi Dei Shamayim. It's a very, very severe Aveira for a Levi to do a job that's not his. For example, a Meshoyer who does a Shoyerim job, he would get Mitzvah Dei Shamayim. So the Brisker Rav clears a question, and as we'll be seeing, this question was actually the subject of a tremendous vikuach a couple of years before the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav over here raises the Shiloh. He says, if you look in the sugya over there in Erech and Daf Yud Aleph, it's Mavur in the Gemara, that the case, a case that the Gemara gives over there of a Meshoyer Sheshier is, if a Levi, whose job is to be amongst the Meshoyerim, to sing the songs in the Mikdash, if he would be involved in Hagofas Glossos, in closing the gate, closing the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, so that is a Mitzvah Dei Shamayim. So the Brisker Rav, okay, so that's Hagofas Glossos. What about if a Levi, whose job was to be a Meshoyer, would be involved in guarding over the Malka HaMikdash? Well, we're talking in our Mishnah, we'll talk about the Gemara's, the Chof Aleph Mekoimois, where the Levium were watched, the different spots where Levim used to watch over the Malka HaMikdash. What about that, thought the Brisker Rav? Would Levi get Mitzvah Dei Shamayim for, if he's a Meshoyer, for guarding over these gates as well? That's the Brisker Rav Shaila. He says, given the fact that the Gemara only mentions Hagofas Glossos. However, Zok the Brisker Rav, the fact is, even though it only mentions the closing of the gates, perhaps the opening of the gates in the sugya there, in the Benu Gershom on the side of the page, in Erichin over there, in Daf Yud Aleph, and Benu Gershom brings down the Pasuk of Hazorah, Kor of Yumas, etc., as Meshoyer Shashir, that's the Gemara that has a drush over there, that a Levi who does a job that's not his ends up with Yisrael Shamayim, and the Benu Gershom specifically mentions that Meshoyer, so in other words, he actually specifically mentions a case which beyond what the Gemara mentions. The Gemara mentions Hagofas Losseis, the job of somebody to close and open the gates, which is certainly one job a Levi has, but the benediction goes beyond it and speaks about the Shoymer Hashorim, the guardians over the gates. So, says the Brisker Rav, it's apparent that benediction learned up that entire sugya, that it's applicable not just to the job of the Levi to open and close the gates of the Mikdash, which is one
aspect of Meshoyer, but to another, perhaps more passive aspect of it, an inactive chelak, which is simply to stand guard. That too is nichlal in the din, that if you have one job, you're not allowed to do the other. And the Biskarov says, actually, this is something which follows logically for the Rambam that we mentioned. Since the Rambam says that Rambam rechenzois, the avoidois that different Leviim have, the avoida of a Levi, and the Rambam mentions one avoida is meshoirer, to sing the songs, another avoida, she is shoimrim es hamikdash, and v'yu mehen shoirim leftoyach shari mikdash lahogav talsoisa. So all these things go right into the Shem avoida, says the Briskerov, and therefore, not the avoida of the meshoir, in other words, not just if his job would be to open and close the gates, but even if his job is to passively stand guard, that too is enumerated by the Rambam and referred to as an avoida, and therefore it certainly makes a lot of sense what we see in the Benegashim and Erichin Zokter, that if you have one avoida, a Levi has a particular avoida and does a different avoida instead, even if the avoida, the secondary avoida that he does instead would be just to stand guard, that as well would be the same Misa B'dei Shamayim. Now, the truth is that this shiloh about whether the shmiras mikdash, just passively standing guard on the mikdash, which was the job mostly of the Levium, does that have a shem avoida? Do we accept lemaisa, what it seems to come out of the Rambam, that it has a shem avoida on it? This was one of the elements that was the subject of the big, big vikuach at the end of the 19th century, as we mentioned before, between the Avnei Nezer against Reb Meshel Gelbstein, Zechon Levocha. And I'll just take it a moment to explain this. It's actually a big vikuach that they had amongst them writing back and forth one to the other. Reb Meshel Gelbstein was a very, very begoin. He was a Talmud of the Kotzker and then of Chedushi Arim. Later on in life, he settled in Yerushalayim for many, many years. He was a very, very begoin, a big Chassidish begoin. He was very close with the Aderis, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim at that time, and they had a regular Seder. He was very close with the Steichemed and with many of the Gedolei Yerushalayim. He was a very, very big person. Reb Meshel Gelbstein wrote a sefer called Meshkonos La'Abir Yankov, and this sefer was written to support his view. He was very, very oduk in the Koysom Aravi, and one of the things he was very, very stark about, having minyonim there standing, setting up regular minyonim there, and one of the things that he had was that he wanted Mechadesh, L'Halocha L'Maisa, that we have to set up a mitzvah Shmiras Mikdash afilu with Man Hazeh. And he wanted to set up having Levim there, even Kohenim, to set up the guard in the Mokum. Obviously, you couldn't go into the Mokum HaMikdash today, in today's times, but he wanted to have them the guarding on the outside of the Mokum. Like, we'll talk a little bit about Hashem in ensuing sugyas. He was Mechadish, and he was very, very begoin, and he wrote about it, and he was Mepharsim his Shita, that the Mitzvah Shmiras Mikdash is not Batal afilu with Man Hazeh, and if we have the ability to set up Shemim, we have to do it today. He wrote to the Avnei Nezer about it, the Sochot Shavah, who was a very, very big poisek of the time, and a big mechaber of tshuvos, and Avnei Nezer wrote a tshuva, Yeridei Tof Mem Tes, which is printed Avnei Nezer, where he goes through in detail this question and comes out the maisa, there's no such thing, there's no mitzvah shmiras mikdash in today's times. Reb Meshel Gelbstein wrote back, there's an entire section of the sefer he wrote, Mishkonos La'Avi Yankiv, which responds to all the different tainus of the Avnei Nezer, to show that his shita is right, and there is a mitzvah Mikdash in today's time. So we're not going to mayrach on it today. Perhaps we'll get back a little bit into this. Because some of the inyonim they get into are directly negeya to inyonim of the Masechta Tomid. But one of the nekudos that is discussed by the Avnei Nezer and responded to by Reb Meshel Gelbstein is the following. That the Avnei Nezer tainu that one of the reasons why it's impossible to say that there's a mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash in today's times, we mentioned before his shita, the Avnei Nezer shita, that it's bachlan l'chayach in today's times because there's nothing to watch. Unfortunately, there's nothing there, like we said before. But aside from that, the Avnei Nezer tainu is like this. He says that we find in there's different rayas, the Sugyas HaGemorah, that the chalukah that was made amongst the Levim, that some of the Levim were Meshoyerim, and other Levim were Shoyerim, Zokt of them, the Avnei Nezer, this Chaluk did not automatically become Botol, Umavotol, with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is Doime, Zokt of the Avnei Nezer, so we find in Tainus Daf Yud Zayin that the Gemara originally had, that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they originally had a din, that a Kohen who was Yodeya Mishmartoi, a Kohen who knew which Mishmeres he was, so they actually kept a running cycle of the Choftal Mishmores, of the Kun of the Choftal 24 shifts of the Kohenim, and if you knew that your shift was that week, even though there was a Chmon al-Sun, no Beis HaMikdash, because it was Chorav, originally the din was he couldn't drink wine, because Beis HaMikdash could be built instantaneously, and you'll have to be available. So the concept, Zokta Adinezer, is that the chalukah of the Mishmores did not become bottle with the Churban. It continued. And Melo Zokta chalukah Levium also didn't become bottle. It continued. And Ad HaYoim Zokta, a Levi who's from the Mishpacha of the Shayarim, is not allowed to do from the Mishayarim. From the Mishayarim, not allowed to do from the Shayarim. Whatever your Mishpacha's role is, whatever your Mishpacha's Shmeris is, you have to keep to that. And Meila, one of the nekudos that the Avnei Tainid was that today, since we have no idea which Levim are from the Mishpacha or the Mishayrim, and which are from the Shayrim, so it's going to be an usur for us to set up any Levi to be a Shomer in the Beis HaMikdash, because maybe we're setting up somebody from the Mishayrim, and that's a Chi of Misa. Zokt of them, the Avnei Nezer, that although it is true, Zokt there, that the Gemara only mentions the concept of Mishayrim Shashir B'Misa with regard to Agofas Losois, with regard to clothing and opening the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe you could taina that the Gemara is Dafka, and that in fact there is no Avera for a Levi, even if from Mishurim, from the singers, there's a stand guard. So it's not correct. And he quotes the Rambam that we mentioned before, that the avoided Levim, some were Mishurim, and some their avoided was to be Shurim, which is to stand guard, or sometimes to make it to the law size. There's Mavurin Rambam Zokta that that's part of the avoided of Levim of the Mishurim, is to stand guard. Meila Zok there, if a Levi has one avoidah of Shira and he does the other avoidah of standing guard, that will be the same Misi Deshamayim, and that's one of the reasons Avni Nezer gave why it's not Shayach B'dman Hazeh of Shmiras Mikdash. Reb Meshul Gelbstein responds to this Ba'arichus in his Sefer Mishkonos La'Avi Yankiv, where he supports his sheet that we have to set up Shomrim for the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash today's times, and he claims that the Ikar LaHalacha is that we consider the avoida of the Shoyerim is Dafka the Hagofat Losois, and the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash does not have Shem avoida on it, Lefi HaEmes, against the simple reading of the Rambam. And he says that therefore there's no chashash and no concern, even if a Levi would be from the Shoyerim, you'll be allowed to set him up to be from the Shoyerim, just to be guard the Mikdash in today's times, and you would not have the din of Meshir Shashir B'Misa, which he says is only applicable Kipshuta, like the simple reading of the Gemara in Eir. It's applicable if a Meshoyer would open and close the doors of the Mikdash. The mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash does not have a Shem Avoida on it, and you would not be called betraying your Avoida to do a different Avoida if a Meshoyer would do the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash. And to defend this contention of his, he brings down the Mefarash and the Ravid over here, both of whom discuss why it is the point we find, according to their understanding, that the Kohenim, all three Mekoimois, or the Kohenim were watched over the Beis HaMikdash, it's Gimel Mekoimus, the Kohen did the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash, why they always were in an elevated spot on top of an Aliyah. And we mentioned before that that's not only true about the Beis HaTinus, the Beis HaNitzus, the Mishnah says they were on top of Aliyahs, but according to the Mefarash and the Ravid, it's even true about the Beis HaMoiket, that they were standing on the Kippah on an elevated story. Now, I will come back to the Mishkanos Lavi Yankiv, but I want to take out a few moments to go through the Shitta of the Mefarash and the Shitta of the Ravid, who explain respectively, according to their opinion, why it is that the Kohenim always stood guard in an elevated Mokoim Dafka. The opinion of the Mefarash over here is that there's a din, actually an actual din, that the Kohenim have to be standing on the top, and he bases this upon a sugya in the Gemara, and the Chof Vavam Abeiz, which Belina will discuss tomorrow, discuss when we get there, that the Gemara says that the job of the Levium is v'yilavu alecha v'sharesucha, that Levium are yilavu, they join, so to speak, they're tefillin, they're ancillary to the primary actors in the Mikdash, which is the Kohenim, and Levim are just joiner uppers, and that's the chep is a chon, so to speak. They're ancillary and they join up, but that's called Yilavu Alecha Visharetzucha. And the Mefarash says that the Gemara bases on this in Daf Chavav, HaKohenim Shemim in the Mokum Gavoya, and Levim are just Shemim Mokum Nomuch, because the Kohenim are the main ones they guard on high, Levim guard standing low. Now, when we get to it, we'll discuss that this is not such a posh reading of the sugya. However, this is Mefarash throughout the sugyas, always learns this way, that's what the Gemara is saying, that the Kohenim are the primary Shomim, so they stand high up above, and Levim stand down below. The Mefarash over here in the Mishnah adds to that a very curious thing. He says that that's why the Kohenim are called Shomrim, like we mentioned before the Pasuk, Aaron Ubonav, Shomrim Mishmeres HaMikdash. Levim, we find, in Divrei HaYomim, we speak about Levim's job of guarding, and it talks about them as Shoyarim, that's the gatekeeper.
gatekeepers. Eile machlokois hashoyerim levnei hakorchiv levnei merori apostling adivrei yomim aleph perek chaf vav the shoyer. Why would that be? It's the same idea. So why are the kainim called shoyerim, the guards, the levim are called shoyerim, the gatekeepers? Ezoktav tente mefarash azoy. Now, for states levim, not a levim was standing by gates, of course. I mean, you go through the chaf aleph makaimis, some of them were corners of the courtyard, etc. So why is it that only the kainim are called shoyerim? Ezoktav mefarash azoy, because he said the job of the levim was much more proteistic. Each levi had a particular mokoim, that spot. He was guarding over his spot, and the other levi over his spot, and the other levi over his spot. Masha'in came, the koinim zokter, they're called shoimrim, because they are collective, holistic shoimers in the manner zokter of a shoimer ho'ir. The job of a shoimer ho'ir, he stands on a high and he sees the entirety of the mokoim. He guards over the entirety of the place. So, therefore, he says that's part and parcel of the fact that the koinim are standing up above, not just the metzias that they happen to be physically higher, but also that they see a collective sense of the entirety of the Mokam. That's what they call the Shemrim, and Levim are not called, they're called, that's called Shemrim, the gatekeepers, so to speak. The Kainim are the ones who are Shemir, they watch over the entirety of the Mokam. There's actually one of the Achronim and Tamid, the Sefer Rani Laboike, where he actually adds to that, and he says that the Levim, this Chof Aleph Levim, they're watching all different proteistic individual places. There's only Gimel Kainim, Zokter, but the Gimel Kainim, each one is standing high above, and his job is to watch collectively, not just over the spot where he happens to be. But according to the Mefarish, his job would be to watch collectively over the entirety of the Mokom, so that these Gimel Kainim who are standing on high are collectively shaming the entirety of the Mokom that's individually divided up among the Chof Aleph Levim who are standing down below, the Chof Aleph Shoyerim in the language of the Mefarish based on Dibur HaYomim. The Ma'aseh of the Mefarish adds, he fears Ois, that since the Kainim are standing on top of the Aliyos, they're standing on the second story, and the Gemara tells us in Psochem Daf Pehei that Gagim Va'aliyos Loinus Kadshu, thus haste even the Mekoimois, which were Lishkois chambers that were built in the Mokom of the Azorah, and had a Kedusha Azorah, the Kedusha of the courtyard, but the Gagim and the Aliyos, the upper stories and the roofs, they didn't have a Kedusha Azorah, Loinus Kadshu, so therefore says the Mefarish that if the Kainim who were standing guard would get tired, Keshayu Ayefim, they have the ability to sit down, and they could sit. They could watch sitting, because Gagim Aliyos Loinus Kadshu, and there's no Kedushas HaMokom. No Kedushas HaMokom. Of course, in the Azorah, you're not allowed to sit. In Yeshiva Ba'Azorah, nobody's allowed to sit in the Azorah. But over here, since these Gagim that the Kohen was standing on didn't get a Kedushas HaZorah, so they were allowed to sit down if they got tired. The Ravid over here goes even further in the name of a couple of Rishonim who we quote. And the Ravid says that there are a couple of Rishonim that held that that actually is the primary reason why the Kayanim would stand guard on the Aliyos, on the top story. That the reason is Gufa, because that in the Kayanim should be able to sit down if they feel the need to do so. If they'll be on the ground floor, they wouldn't be able to do so because these chambers are in the Mokom HaKudosh, they're in the Azorah. So in the Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azorah, nobody could sit. So therefore, the Dafka had the Kayanim standing high up above on the Aliyos to be able to sit down. The Ravid Grada happens to disagree with this, because the Ravid claims that since one of these Mekoimois was the base of Tinois, the Ravid claims that there was a Mesuyim Dikadin on the base of Tinois, that even the upper story, the Aliyah of the base of Tinois, did have a Kedusha Azorah. The Ravid brings a bit of a pilpul to prove this point, actually, that the base of Tinois was an exception and had a Kedusha, even though normally the Aliyahs were in Iskatshu. The second story did not have normally a Kedusha Azorah. The base of Tinois did have it, because the Ravid, under the way he understands the Sugya in Masechta Yuma, the Gemara Masechta Yuma says that the Kohen Gadol, when he was preparing during the week before Yom Kippur, preparing to learn all the different avodas and all the different seder Yom Kippur, they used to take him to the upper story of the base of Tinois Lishka, the upper story of Tinois chamber, and they would train him how to do the Chfinas HaKtayris over there, how to take the special double fistful, the double handful, cupped handful of Ketayris, how he did it in Kippur. Mr. Ravid understood that they used to use Mamish Kosher Ketayris, Mamish, the Ketayris itself, which had a kedusha of Keteris, and they used to train him with Keteris mamish. The Ravid taines that if the Ali of the base of Tinus would not have had a kedusha, the Heres of Keteris would have gotten possible by being brought into it, because he'd taken the Keteris out of the Azorah, and it was mamish kodesh with the kedusha of Keteris. So therefore, a very interesting assumption that the Ravid, based on that, learned that there was a special din that the upper story of the base of Tinus did get a kedusha, and based on that, he has to alpidarkoi reject those Rishonim who learn that the base of Tinus, and we're talking here again, it's the same mock of the Aliyah of the Beis Hatinus, the upper story of the Beis Hatinus. It's one of the three places in this Mishnah, and the Ravid says it cannot be that we're allowing them to sit, and that's the reason that the reason why it didn't have a Kedusha is to allow them to sit, because actually it did have a Kedusha, the Mokoyim, and the Ravid learns that the reason why the Kohenim watched in the special on the Aliyos on these upper story Mekoyimos, the Ravid says, is simply because he wanted to give them a nice, airy, spacious spot to stand and watch. And Zokta Raivin, the ground floor was very cramped, and it would have been not a proper Noi LaZora to give the Kohenim a big spot on the ground floor, because it would have cramped the space over there, and it wouldn't have looked appropriate, so therefore they stood on the upper story and they watched over there. The Ravid's shita further is, and maybe we'll talk a different time about this, that the Ravid happens to hold that even though Elias Beis Haftinus did have Kedushas Hazara, he holds that the Kohenim were allowed to sit down over there anyway. Because the Ravid's shita is that the Din of Ein Yeshiva Bazara doesn't apply in a case in which there's an Etzem Chelek of the mitzvah is best fulfilled by if and where we'll be able to sit down. And since it's difficult to stand for hours and hours and hours on end, Zok Ravid, so therefore the optimal way to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah Mikdash, if you're standing in Kedushas Hazara, would be to sit down. So therefore the Ravid holds that the din of any Shiva Bazara actually doesn't even apply over here, where the mitzvah of Shemitah Mikdash is being fulfilled, and part and parcel of that would be best fulfilled if you'd be able to sit. So he happens to hold that you could sit, that Kohen will be able to sit, even if the Mokam did have a Kedushas Hazara, which he holds the Beis Hatinus has Kedushas Hazara. This is a different shittas of Rishainim that you have here about why, according to a number of Rishainim, the Kohenim always stood dafka on the elevated Mokoyim, different opinions. Al-Kopanim, you see that a whole different slew of Rishainim over here are all saying that the Kohenim would be able to sit down while they were being shamed. It's zokt of them, the Mishkonis La'ave Yankiv, that he says al-Pidarkoi, it's zokt there, that Lu Yitzuyo, we would have named on, that this Shmiras Mikdash has a Shem Avoida on it, then it would be impossible to sit down during it, because the din of Lamoid L'Shores, that the Gemara learns that in the second parak of Svachim from a pasuk in the Chumash, Lamoid L'Shores, that anything that has a Shem Sheirus, a Shem Avoida on it, the Kohen has a dafka do standing up. Lamoid L'Shores. And since over here we're saying that the Kohenim are allowed to do it sitting down, the Mukhrach, that the Shem Mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash, although it is a Mitzvah, but it doesn't have a Shem Avoida on it. It's not a Sheirus. It's not an Avoida. It doesn't have a din Avoida on it. And that's why the Kohenim could sit down. Because otherwise, how could they sit? Even if you'll say, tell me the Mokhan doesn't have a Kedushas Hazara, so there's no problem in Yeshiva Bazara. Well, tell me like the Ravid that there's no issue to sit in the Azora if it's going to help you out performing the mitzvah, etc. But there's a Shem Avoida, it'd be violating the din of Lamed L'Shara, so Kohen has to stand every single time he does anything that has a Shem Avoida. The Zokter, it's Mukher from here that there was no Shem Avoida when the Kohen would do it, and the Mishkonis Levi Yankiv Tain is over there, Pidarkoi, that if it doesn't have a Shem Avoida for a Kohen, it's Mukher, it doesn't have a Shem Avoida for a Levi. There's no Mokum Chalak between a Kohen and a Levi on this point, and Mele he names on that since we find in Kambari Shenim over here that the Kohenim and will be able to sit down while they were doing the Nitzah Shmiras Mikdash, which is Mukhrach according to his opinion that it doesn't have a Shem Avoida or a Shem Sheirus on it, that therefore consequently that's true about Kohenim and Levim, and that's why he says Ikra Lamaisa is what? Doctor, that even though we find that by Levim we're very, very medactic, that if you're a Meshoyer, you're not allowed to be from the Meshoyerim, that's only Zokter Benegeah, that if you have one Avoidas Halevi, which is to be a Meshoyer, a singer, you're not allowed to do the other Avoidas Halevi. Avoidas Halevi Zokter, that's Hakofas Losois. That's opening and closing the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Avoidas Halevi, according to Kambar Rishainim, no Avoidas Halevi, they just passively stand guard. It's just a passive activity, and it's a mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash, but it's not an Avoida. Meila Zokter of them, and therefore there's no din of Mesher Shashir Vemisa Benegea to the Levi who just stands guard, and that's one of the Nekudos that he gets into a big Vikuach with the Mechaber of the Avnei Nezer, and the Mishkonis Levi Yankiv Tainas Lahalacha. That was his Shita, that you have to have Mamash Lamaisa, a mitzvah Shmiras Mikdashim Mizman Hazer, we have to appoint Levium, etc. That was his Shita. He made a big Vikuach about at the time, although Fashteitzach, that Shita was not in his Kapa. We'll see more in the ensuing Sugis about a lot of these Inyonim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.